Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled Growing Up. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Little ones, babies, people that got born again last week and yesterday, yeah, we're going to pray for them. We're going to use our faith for them. We're not going to expect much out of them, that they know much. But you've been saved 20 years and you still want us to do all your praying for you and find all your scriptures for you and figure out the answer for everything for you? And you don't even try to pray for yourself? You don't even try to be led by the Spirit? No, that's not okay. I said, that's not okay. Because if we're doing that, that's going to take up our time from taking care of people who really are babies. That's what many ministers are doing. They're running around, checking on this one, if their feelings are hurt or not. Running around, check on that one. Playing politics, because if they don't, they'll get voted out next month. It's pitiful. I said, it's pitiful. And these guys born again 40 years ago. Now, if you're looking for a church like that, this is not it. You won't like this one. So you'll have to look somewhere else. But if you want to grow up, there are some big benefits to growing up. Oh, we're going to get to talk about a few of them today, I think. Oh. Mrs. Well, I like being a baby. You don't have to think for yourself. Don't have to do a thing. Everybody waits on you hand and foot. Yeah, but babies don't get to do stuff.
That's right.
Think of all the things babies don't get to do. I'm glad I grew up. I'm glad I'm not an infant. I'm glad I'm not, naturally I'm talking about, I'm glad I'm not on the bottle anymore. There was a time my mom, bless her heart, she'd take food and play like an airplane and go open wide. Stick it in my mouth and I'd spit it out. And she'd wipe it off, put some more back in there. And I thank God for that. I couldn't have made it to the next phase of development. But I like feeding myself nowadays. I enjoy it. And that I'm not stuck to that green stuff in the little jars. There's some benefits to growing up, aren't there? Major benefits. Yeah. Sometimes you feel sorry for those babies. You look at what they're eating, you think, whoa, what is that? And they got no choice. I mean, they're just stuck in that chair. It's good to grow up. It's good to grow up. Opens up the world to you. Gives you options. Gives you choices. Keep reading Ephesians 4. That we henceforth be no more children. Children are tossed to and fro. Children are carried about with every wind of doctrine by the sleight of men. Cunning craftiness whereby they lie in wait to deceive. Children are easily duped. They're easily fooled. They're easily deceived, aren't they? Why? Because there's so much they don't know. So much they don't have a point of reference for. Same thing is true spiritually. But verse 15. But speaking the truth in love may grow up. May grow up into him in all things which is the head, even Christ. Say it out loud. Speaking the truth.
Speaking the truth.
In love.
In love.
Grow up.
Grow up.
Look at your neighbor and exhort him. Say, grow up.
Grow up.
Grow up. Look back to him and say, okay. 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 I'm growing up. Now, if you think you don't need to grow up, that's one of the big signs of how much of a baby you really are. I know my father in the faith, Brother Kenneth Hagin said frequently, he'd say, the more you learn, the less you see, you know. And I mean, if you've developed in any area, you found that to be true. Some of the most ignorant people think they know so much. You know, I've had people come and want to take me to task about something. And, you know, you assume they're going to give you a scripture about what they're talking about. And you mention a scripture to them and they look like you said something foreign. Bless their hearts. They're just completely ignorant of the Bible. And yet they want to come argue with you about doctrine. You know, how many know before you start to write sentences, you need to learn the alphabet? Got to learn how to spell and some basic stuff. But that's one of the big things. When you're that dumb, you don't even know you're dumb. It's a bad place to be in. So dumb, you don't know you're dumb. And it's true that as you grow and develop, you learn what you didn't know. You know, I had the privilege of teaching at Rhema on the subject of submission and authority. And within that, we taught on pride and we taught on humility. And if I had it once, I had it, I don't know how many times, people have come to tell me, you know, well, Brother Keith, I never had any trouble with pride till I took your class. I said, well, you don't have trouble with what you yield to. It's only when you start identifying it and start dealing with it that now you realize. Well, let's go on today. Go to 1 Corinthians, the 13th chapter. 1 Corinthians 13. Say it again, I'm growing up. I'm growing up. No more a child, but growing up like my master. Hallelujah. Who's your master? Jesus, the Master, the Christ, the Anointed One. Don't you love Him?
Yes.
Isn't He wonderful?
Yes.
He's my hero.
Yes.
I want to be just like Him.
Yes.
Just like Him.
Yes.
When I grow up.
Yes.
Don't take any man or woman that you know and love and respect and put them up as your ultimate example. It's shooting too low. So I want to be just like Brother so-and-so, just like Sister so-and-so. No, no. Lift your eyes up higher. If you want to be like them, it's because to some degree, they are like Him. So go ahead and just get your eyes up a little higher. You want to be like the Master. And if you try to follow somebody and be too much like somebody else, you'll reproduce their faults. And everybody has some. So no, don't try to be just, and don't try to imitate and mimic and try to sound like somebody else or look like somebody else. Don't do that. Don't do that. That's you being insecure. You don't know who you are in the Lord. God made you unique. You are a one of a kind masterpiece. Well, think about who made you. And who is continually working in you and with you to develop you, working in you to will and do of His good pleasure. It's Him. Making you perfect in everything to do His will. He who has begun a good work in you, He is continuing and will perform it. And perfect it and complete it. Can you say amen?
Amen.
Say it out loud, I'm a one of a kind.
I am one of a kind.
Masterpiece.
Masterpiece.
You have to be a masterpiece because the Master made you.
Amen.
You're one of a kind.
Hallelujah.
You're priceless. There's not enough money in the world to buy you. There's not enough precious metal in the universe. There was only one thing valuable enough to buy you and me. It was and is the blood of the spotless Lamb. So the next time the devil tries to tell you you're not worth much, ask Him, how come the Lord paid so much for you? The Lord's not dumb. He didn't pay $1 billion for a $3 item. He knows what's valuable and what is not. Think about what He paid for you. There's not enough money in the world that could buy you. But the blood could and has. Glory to God, glory to God, glory to God. Unbelieving scientists, they try to tell us that we are insignificant. That the universe is so vast and so big and our little planet and us little beings on it are so inconsequential. We are so insignificant because they just cannot accept that God did all this for us. But he did. I said he did. The sun is for us. The moon is for us. The solar system is for us. This planet, the mountains, the oceans. We're not some afterthought. We're not some inconsequential thing. It is for us. We are the apple of his eye. It's for us. The devil always wants to belittle and demean and devalue. Have you seen it? The youth being so promiscuous, and adults too, but particularly the youth I'm talking about, don't know how valuable their bodies are. And the world is telling them, oh, it's no big deal. It's just, you know, it's your body. It's natural. It's what you're... No, your body is precious. Yes. Your virginity is precious. Yes. You are precious. Yes. The devil will lie to you. He wants you to think there's nothing to you. Your family would be better off without you. It's a lie. You're precious. Yes. You're a valuable, vital part. But you got to start acting like it. You got to start treating yourself like it. Can you say amen?
Amen.
You are precious. Believe God. The very hairs on your head are numbered. I don't know if you realize that or not, if I have or not, what a staggering thing that is, that God keeps record of all of the hairs on all of our heads every day. We're not just talking about his ability to do it. The question is, why would you do it? Why would you keep up with something like that? The Bible said, even a sparrow falls to the ground. The Father knows it. Is aware of it, keeps up with it. And then he goes on to say, the very hairs of your head are numbered. What does that mean? God keeps up with everything concerning us. He keeps track of it. He knows about it. He cares about it. If he didn't care about it, he wouldn't keep up with it.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching entitled Childish Ways, you may write to More Life Ministries, Post Office Box 1010, Branson, Missouri 65615, or you may call our offices at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. The offer number is R1603E. That's R1603E, and the message will be sent to you postage paid. For more information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings, please visit our website at morelifenow.org. Also, if you are visiting in our area, we invite you to attend service with us at Faith Life Church in beautiful Branson, Missouri. Service times are Friday evenings at 7:30 and Sunday mornings at 10 o'clock. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.